And we welcome you back to Wolfie's. We're in the back part of Wolfie's. Come on down. Pay us a visit. We'd love to see you. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock tonight. We get tomorrow night off. Come right back here Wednesday night. We'll be here for the boys' high school basketball preview on Wednesday. But tonight, talking girls' hoops. You're going to hear the highlights from girls' basketball from last season throughout our show tonight. Alan Calcaterra back in the studios of AM 930. WEOL spinning the dials on this Monday night. And, of course, Rob Polinski and yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, here at Wolfie's. And you just heard that highlight from Elyria Catholic's Lady Panther highlight last year. And, of course, it was a highlight all season long for Eric Roth-Gary and his team. Get that mic a little bit closer, Eric. And certainly you come off a district championship, a trip to the Elite Eight. As Rob said, came up a little bit shy of that Final Four, but man, do you now just feed off that success last year?
I mean, you hope to. We had a very experienced team last year. We had four seniors. Three of them were four-year lettermen. They won over 80 games in their 4 years. Obviously, that's a lot of success. So we want to pick up from there and just see what we do this year.
You lost a great player in Riley Schill, obviously. She's going to be on the cover of our Forecast magazine as the Miss Basketball Award winner last year. But well, you bring some terrific talent back. You know, there were some young players surrounding her. Yeah, about who returns.
Well, we have three returning starters. We got Sam Filiaggi, who's a senior. Keeps everything going. She plays at a very high rate of speed, as you know. Nora Hopkins has been a varsity player since she was a freshman. She's a senior. Yeah, 5'11", she can shoot. She can get to the basket. She can handle the ball a little bit. Solid, great basketball IQ. Megan Scheibel-Hutt, 6'1", junior. She's been a great outside shooter. She's learning how to defend a little better and blocking a lot of shots this past summer. So we're expecting a lot of big things from her too. So three returning starters and a bunch of young kids. We got 24 kids in the program and 15 of them are freshmen.
15 of the 24 are ninth graders.
15. We played yesterday at John Carroll. We took 13 girls in varsity and seven of them were freshmen. So.
Wow,
we're looking forward to it though. I mean, it's very exciting. Probably the best group of incoming freshmen that I've ever had.
You and I were talking here at Wolfie's before we got started tonight, and we were talking about scheduling. You know, you got to scrimmage up, you got to schedule up, and obviously that's paid dividends for
you.
Yeah,
I mean, even this summer we went at it hard, played a lot of good teams. Probably we're looking to be 50-50 in the summer. Against some of these teams, we're bringing young kids along. And we did well. We, had some nice scrimmages this weekend. And Saturday we're going out to Padua, who returns a lot of girls who we played in the district finals last year. So we're looking forward to it.
The game last year, that regional championship, you're one step away from state. You had a chance in the fourth quarter. I know you would have probably had to play a perfect fourth quarter. But how long does it take for you and the girls to get over that? Do you rethink it in your head? Or once it's over, it's done?
I haven't really thought about it much. I mean, we were down 16-2. We got it back to 2 points with a minute left. We had the ball in our hands. But I don't think about it much, Rob. obviously we had it was a great comeback. The girls showed a lot of guts, and we had the ball down too, I think, with about a minute left. I think we got two looks at the basket. You get one of those to drop, maybe you get the game to overtime or get a shot at it. But there's nothing to be ashamed of. Hathaway Brown's a great program. And they had some great players out there. I thought our girls held their own very well.
But when you're that close, does that, you think, even motivate the girls to want to take that next step, to work little bit harder, to do the extra little thing?
For sure. I mean, our seniors have worked very hard in the offseason. I mean, they talk about Columbus. It's not something that we shy away from talking about. They talk about it on a regular basis. In fact, when we scrimmaged on Saturday, our first scrimmage, they were so amped up, I had to, knock them down a peg and say, hold on, slow down. Take a deep breath. This isn't the Final Four in Columbus. It's the first scrimmage. Let's run a little offense. Let's get this thing going.
Talk a little bit about what you foresee as the strength of your team.
I mean, we have a lot of size. I mean, we've really never had size. I mean, Nora Hopkins just seems to keep growing. She's 5'11", and Megan Scheibel-Hutt, 6'1". We have a set of incoming freshmen that are twins. They're both 6'1". So we got some real size. I mean, we could put three girls over 6 foot on the floor at the same time, and there's gonna be some tough matchups. And they're all athletic, and they all can put the ball on the floor.
That being said, on the flip side, Eric, what do you still need to learn about your team in these upcoming scrimmages?
I mean, we need to learn about each other. You got to play a lot together. Again, we had Riley Schill for 4 years running the point. we have a girl, Faith Williams, who moved here from Utah. And she's a 10th grader, and she started on her team out in Utah as a point guard. And she can do a lot with the ball. She can shoot. So it's like kind of the girls getting used to her, her getting used to the girls. I think it's a good mix. I think the chemistry's there, but we just got to keep playing together a lot so, you know, they can feel where each other go, where they're at different points in the game.
Were you out in Utah this summer? I mean, how's that happen?
You know, I guess sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you get lucky.
How do you go about trying to replace a girl like Riley, who was, you know, such a focal point for you guys for the last 4 years? Do you look to one girl to try to do that, or do you try to spread that around? How do you go about
it? It'd be nice if we could spread it around where everybody could handle the ball a little bit, but that just generally isn't how it is. You know, you find your point guard, and you want to lean on that person. And it looks like that's going to be Faith for us, that we're going to lean on her to, you know, get the offense going. But, you know, Sam Filiaggi plays the point too. That's probably where we would have gone if we hadn't had somebody move in from Utah. And Sam's fast. She can handle the ball. She can run the offense. She's more of a pusher, and I would say Faith is a little more methodical.
Is this a team that will have depth? Will it allow you to play that up-tempo game?
We're going to get there. We're definitely going to get there. It's a feeling out process right now. But, again, like I said, we played yesterday at John Carroll, and we played 12 girls. And I think everybody added something for us. So I think it's just for us to try to figure out, you know, the best 8 or 9 rotation. I think we'll be able to play some up-tempo basketball, though.
Again, we're talking with Eric Roth, Gary, girls head coach at Elyria Catholic, as he joins us here at Wolfies to talk about the Lady Panthers. And Rob and I were talking about this at the conclusion of our interview with Megan Larrick. And then, you know, after she left, we continued to talk about tradition and how important that is. And those girls at Avon, they're used to winning. I would imagine it's that same formula at EC. They've seen girls basketball success now.
They have, and I think it really does matter. I think you get comfortable with winning, just like some people get comfortable with losing. And our girls expect to win when they go out on the floor, and if they don't win 20 games in a season, they would all think that it was a failure. So I think it's, you know, sometimes it's putting a lot of pressure on you, but I think the girls can handle it, and that's our goal every year, to get at least 20 wins and get as far as we can in the tournament.
So I'm just going to say, so is that how you measure success, Eric? Is it more, not a number, as Rob said, not a number on wins and losses, but just how far you can advance to your team's ability?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, if we're not playing in a district championship game, we'd certainly be upset. I think we have a legitimate shot to be back at the regionals this year. And, you know, somebody told me a long time ago, get to regionals, anything can happen.
There you go.
So that's our goal, get down there to Barberton again and see what the girls are made of. And I would think at some point in the season, everything should start gelling for us. I'm not sure if it's going to be like that out of the chute. We have a really good non-conference schedule. I mean, we open up with Keystone, who I can't remember if they won 20 last year, or if they didn't, they were darn close. Yeah. And I don't think they didn't have a senior on that team. And
20-4.
There you go. And I know McKenna's one of the best players around. She can score from the inside. She can score from the outside. She plays hard. She plays smart. So we're coming up against it right from the start. So we're gonna see what we're made of from game one. And we got Maslin, Perry, Laurel School, Cleveland Central Catholic. We got a lot of good teams on our schedule, and we think that it'll have us ready for tournament time.
There you go. Looking forward to it. I've got that opener.
Wait.
I've got that opener
against
Keystone.
Great. Yeah, great. Yeah. And thanks for all the work you guys do. I mean, it's phenomenal. Sometimes we don't realize how lucky we are to have you guys here and the work that you put into high school basketball.
We love it.
Yeah.
44 boys games, 16.
I think 18.
18.
I think
we're up over 60.
I think there were 62 between the boys and the girls.
And Polinsky's doing all of them.
Oh, yeah.
He gets
that's
ones
new,
in a far
that's
away,
news to me.
Sure.
No, we love it. We absolutely love it. It's a blast. So, and you guys and ladies like Megan, you cooperate with us so much. We appreciate it. We really, really do. It makes our job a lot easier, and we have a blast. We really do. All right, my friend.
Look forward to seeing
burger.
Look forward to seeing you.
We'll see you Thanksgiving weekend.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Roth, Gary, girls head basketball coach at Elyria Catholic.